I spoke with this patient, whose husband and teenage daughter sat somberly in the back of the room listening to a painful but inspirational 10-year experience with metastatic breast cancer that has enveloped their lives.
I always have commended myself to my mother in heaven, and my reaction was, I have to fight. I cannot give up. Our theme in our house is never give up, no matter what. No matter how mad we are or how sad we never give up. And if I was able to overcome the year that I had with the chemos and the three little girls and all that, I had to fight for them. I mean, I love my husband and my kids, but my girls are my main focus to continue in my life. And it was a big shock. I started getting worse. I was not able to carry Ceci anymore. I was not able to brush their hairs or do anything like that. It was very hard. The business started going down completely. My husband dedicated his life to take care of me. And we had a lady that was paid by my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, to help us in the house with the girls. But I continued going to the school with them to do the activities with them as much as I could, even if he was in that wheelchair. It's been like a roller coaster, ups and downs, but I thank God a lot, and we're very good believers in our house. It's not easy, you know. I'm the one that is always telling everybody to have faith and be strong. And sometimes I need that too. This time around has not been easy for the whole family. The girls are bigger, and it's more difficult for them to approach. The mom is sick. It's hard for them to help me because they always had all the help in the house. It has not been easy for my husband neither. I think that sometimes I want to be always a strong one in the house, and when I let them down that I'm not strong, then they get kind of hesitant or aggravated or sad because they don't see the strong woman that they're used to see. But sometimes it's not easy.
What are the things that have given you enjoyment and pleasure?
Be with them, go to church. Sometimes I like to go away, not be here. Just go away with them, not by myself. I don't like to be by myself. I always like to be with them. Like, I always miss to go to the beach or even to go to Disney. It makes pleasure to me. It relaxes me. I do a lot of craft, too. I'm very crafty. I'm always doing things when I go there to the chemo, and they always laugh at me that I'm always preparing something. But that relaxes me a lot. It makes me a lot of peace, entertaining, doing stuff for others, helping other people.
Overall, how have you felt physically over the last 10 years?
I had my ups and downs. Right now, I kind of frustrated because I have gained a lot of weight because I had gained maybe 60, 70 pounds over my normal weight. And we have tried all type of diets and exercise of walking. I get very tired. Lately, I'm very tired. I'm very short of breath. I start doing things and then suddenly I drop down and I have to stay 2 days in bed to recuperate myself. But I have gained a lot of weight. That get me frustrated sometimes. But I have feel, you know, good. I'm thankful to God that I'm alive, that I can be an example to other people. That if it's in my hands to go and talk, I have talked to a lot of people that call me. I have a friend that had breast cancer. Can you go and talk to her? We usually go together, my husband and I, and we talk to them. We tell them everything that we have gone through. We recommend Dr. Vogel, and sometimes it's frustrating because we want to give them the strength that we have and the faith, and it's very difficult because sometimes people don't have the faith that they should.